This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So I was wondering, Brooks Agnew here, you're referring to this as something that's a one-time only event, may never happen again. But I would think here, if you succeed, lots of people would follow you, except if there are intelligent beings there, wouldn't they want to stop you?
It depends. I mean, I think they know what we know. And that is that sooner or later, mankind, and we have progressed very, very rapidly the last 50 years especially, and I would say the last 10 years, that acceleration almost looks vertical. Our technology and our understanding because of that technology has exploded, I mean, well beyond our wisdom, that's for sure. It's gotten to the point now where world organizations that thought they ruled the world for thousands of years, they're losing their grip on us because we're waking up. We're now able to gather like minds together all over the world instantaneously on programs like yours, and even by locating one another and flying to meet one another, which would never have happened 10 years ago, never in a lifetime. We're changing as a human race. The neural network that makes up the human psyche on this planet is mutating. It's morphing. It's going through a metamorphosis. For our generation, all this technology is an upgrade. For the next generation, they're hardwired to it. And they will reach much further than we have.
Lofty goals.
Let's go back to the ancient civilizations for a moment, Brooks. I got to get back to the solar theory. I have this written down. Can you please speak to the audience about the interaction between the sun and the earth and what role that plays in this sort of acceleration that we're seeing?
Well, it's a big role. I mean, we're in the solar system of our sun. Right. And the sun, since the early 2010 time period, entered what we call solar cycle 24. Solar cycle 24 is a period of about 22, 25 years that we observe as a core alignment of the sun. The north and south pole of the sun is going to flip again. It does it about every 11 to 15 years. And during that time, we count the number of sunspots, the coronal mass ejections, the magnetic filaments that form and snap. And what happens is the sun sends those high energy particles in about 73 hours from the sun to the earth, and they join up with our atmosphere. That builds up our atmosphere. It adds a lot of bulk to our atmosphere, but it also pours information all over our planet. There are people out there that think that, you know, all the knowledge of the universe is pouring over the earth all the time. That's just not so. The earth is in a different position all the time. It's moving not only through the Milky Way galaxy, but the Milky Way galaxy is also rotating on its axis. The Earth is in new space all the time. And in these new space areas, the sun, and thus all the planets revolving around this sun, are exposed to new information. Information stored in the form of waves, and it's also in the form of particles, photons and energetic particles. And as that information comes to the earth, human consciousness becomes aware of it, and it expresses it individually different ways in art, in music, in architecture, in science, in medicine, in chemistry. We all get the information and we all express it in a different way. It's amazing to watch the patents as they roll into the patent office, how similar they are, even though they're in different languages and they come from all over the world. Because everybody's getting the ideas at the same time as we go through these areas of space. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the beryllium ion modem. One of the things that early physicists who became interested in quantum mechanics discovered is something we call spooky action at a distance. We can, on a molecular basis, split large ions. These are molecules that have charged particles all around them. The electrons all balance out. It's called the Pauli exclusion principle. I think you want to pass the exam at the end of this broadcast. When we separate the ions, we can then electromagnetically flip the spin of those particles around the half of the ion on one side of the room. And the strange thing is that the ion, even though it's in two pieces, balances that equation by flipping another particle on the other half of the ion instantaneously. And we don't know why, but we do know it does it because it's been repeated millions of times. And so I was talking with Dr. Jim Bell way back in 2009. He ran the Spirit and Opportunity rovers on Mars. And I asked him a question. I said, Jim, you know, I know you got grad students running this program because you're just basically taking soil samples and, you know, analyzing them. What is your biggest challenge right now? And he said, well, the biggest challenge is that, you know, the grad students will put together a program and then they'll broadcast it to Mars. It'll get picked up by the Marsis, which is an orbiting satellite. That satellite will go around to the side of the Mars where Spirit or Opportunity is, download the program. The rover will then run the program, get the sample, produce the results, wait for Marsis to come back around, beam it back up to Marsis. Marsis will come around Earth's side and broadcast it back to Earth. And it's about an 18 to 24 minute cycle. He said, this makes grad students old before their time. So I said, Jim, why don't you just put beryllium ion modems on the next rover and the problem is solved? And he said, what's a beryllium ion modem? I never heard of such a thing. I said, that's because they haven't been invented yet, Jim. But this is how they work. You take that beryllium ion, which is, we know, very stable and can last for hundreds and hundreds of years in that state of stability. You split it and you put half the ion in the rover and you keep half the ion in a bench chamber here on Earth. When the rover gets to Mars, you simply flip the particles on the ion in the bench ion, and they will flip instantaneously in the half that's on Mars. Minus a half, plus a half, Jim, is a one and a zero. You just created a binary modem that operates subspace at the speed of light. I mean, you can literally make your baud rate the speed of light. And it will work instantaneously. That way you can just take a joystick and drive your rover around. And you don't need a satellite.
And this scales universally, correct?
Yes. He said, so when is this going to be invented? I said, it doesn't get invented until the year 2032. But here's the deal, Jim. We use it for subspace communication between Earth-sent space projects that go out into space. But the reason it changes everything is the instant we build the modem, we start receiving messages because the ions are also entangled with all the other matter that was generated in the last supernova. And if somebody out there has a modem, you're going to start receiving the first messages from the stars.
Well, man, so are you saying that ions come out of the star in pairs, or they come out split? Are you just saying inherently anything that comes out of that supernova is in some way relationally dependent on all other matter that came from that same source?
See, that's correct.
Wow, man. Wow. So we're talking about completely other side of the galaxy. If there's an ion over there. So let me ask you this. How do you complete the pair? How do you know what other half of the ion is? You have a half an ion. How do you know where the other half, the ion, is? Another, you know, to know where your message is going to be sent, so to speak.
Well, you don't. That's why the communication is going to be important. If math is the universal language and we're communicating in terms of, say, Fibonacci sequences, or now that we know what the E8 lattice is, we're communicating in this universal base language.
Mm.
We should be able to communicate real time with anyone. Anyone that's that intelligent in the universe is already understands what the E8 lattice is. They know what the Gossett polynomial is, and they're going to be communicating along those lines.
With Gene, Mark, and Brooks, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, you know, you won't replace the Everly Brothers.
Well, you didn't ask us to sound good, Gene.
I would shoot for Oak Ridge Boys.
No, I'll shoot for Willie Nelson.
Who's going to shoot Willie Nelson? Stop that.
Don't shoot for. No, this is going great, guys. Excellent.
You were saying.
Well, we were talking about block space, and I don't know what block space is, or at least the way you define it. Enlighten me, and maybe I can contribute.
Well, this is a modern theory in physics, essentially where all of the events that take place in our universe are predetermined. So, you know, Michael Masters, the gentleman that wrote this very recent book called Identified Flying Objects, he focuses heavily on this notion, and I don't think that we'll have time to get into it here, but if folks are interested, this is basically the theory where all of the paths of action are predetermined. The past and the future all coexist at the same time. This is the same phenomena that allows remote viewing, for example, and that's a big thing with Russell Targ's movie coming out here recently, etc. In fact, we can move away from the physics of that because it's rather complicated. But while I mention it, Brooks, what is your take and explanation for phenomena such as remote viewing in light of this, you know, perspective on quantum communication and the ability to communicate not only across space but also time?
Well, time is basically what we're talking about with the E8 lattice and the Gossett polynomial. And I had a good friend of mine I spoke with several years ago. His name was Dr. Ed Close. Wrote a great book called Transcendental Physics. And we were talking one night, and he explained to me his theory of the photon. He said, picture a pitcher on the pitching mound in baseball, and he hurls the ball, but there's no path for the ball from the pitcher's hand to the catcher's glove. It just appears instantly in the catcher's glove. And I said, so, I mean, what are you trying to say here? I mean, you're trying to say if I go out at night and I look up at the star, you know, Arcturus, and I wonder how bright it is in the sky, and I think, wow, the photons generated by that star had to survive for 8.5 years through space and miss colliding with anything else so it could reach Earth and strike the rods and cones in my eye so I can behold Arcturus. And he said, well, that's your point of view. But from the point of view of the photon, at the speed of light, time becomes zero. Or if you really want to look at the equation the right way, mass becomes infinity, which means the entire universe is still the singularity from the viewpoint of the photon. The Big Bang never happened to it. It is human consciousness that has slowed the universe down so that we can behold the third dimension. We're the creators with our observation of the third dimension. And the third dimension exists as an average reality that's created by all the sentient beings in the universe. And that makes pure mathematical sense to me. But it also means that if we can become aware and we can actually behold the universe from the speed of light, everything becomes local to us again, and we can remember it and then bring it back to the past where we are.
I don't know if our folks in the audience are familiar with Joseph Campbell, but listening to you, Brooks, is very similar on a philosophical level of the work of Joseph Campbell and his idea of what eternity is. And he's always said that eternity isn't a time, eternity isn't a long time. Eternity is the experience right here and now on Earth. And if you don't get it here, you don't get it anywhere, right? So
yeah.
That strongly reinforces philosophically the science that you just laid out. And I think that's a great synchronicity between the two camps.
I was having dinner with Jay-Z Knight one night. I know you, if you know who Jay-Z Knight is. And she's kind of built an empire on creating your own reality and helping people live in the now. And I was discussing that with her one night. I said, so tell me, you know, what you think the now is. And we can talk about quantum mechanics on a fairly sane level, although alcohol is definitely involved. The thing about now is we don't know how fast now goes in the universe, and we don't know where it is. So if we can't locate its position and we can't tell how fast it's going, it isn't really measurable to us, which means from a scientific point of view, it doesn't exist. So now is not really something that we can quantify. So I proposed a different measurement. I said, what about, we don't call it now anymore. What about if we call it a moment? Now, a moment is measurable, although it has all kinds of different sizes. A moment can be an hour. A moment can be a second. A moment can be shared. A moment can be individual. And really, the most rewarding mortal lives are ones that are only made of moments, one after the other. And that's the way I've tried to live my life.
Brooks, you're preaching to the choir, bro, because for me, a moment is the increment of time that consciousness determines a unit, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And anyway, no further, you know, I would encourage our audience to ask more questions on the forum about this, and we can continue down that road. But I think that's a very important point to make at this point, you know, as far down the river as we are, et cetera.
Yeah.
Gene, how you doing?
I'm still here enjoying the scientific byplay as we pursue this, because after all the wackiness we read about hollow Earth, this is certainly a change.
After I relocated to the South, you hear all these colloquialisms, and one of my friends said, let's go down and get a mess of catfish. I said, what is a mess of catfish? He said, oh, that's all you can eat at one sitting. That makes perfect sense to me. So a moment is just a mess. It's all you can behold at one time.
Well, that's kind of like the Paracast. Gene, you can edit that out, man. It was just a joke.
It is a joke only in your opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
See, so I got your beat there.
Some of the rest of this, particularly of the birther legend and, you know, the idea of the two are separating. But Brooks, you've come up with, you know, your explanation for this is rooted in a lot of lore, et cetera. And we've been kind of skirting around the two earth thing throughout this conversation. But let's just go ahead and put this notion to bed in case there's some listeners that want the closure of that particular story. So again,
before we do that,
sure,
let's have a cliffhanger. We will explore two Earths and more. Not Earth 1 and Earth 38, by the way, as they say in the comic book TV shows. Brooks, Mark and Gene, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter plane carrying 143 people who were traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in a river at the end of a runway at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville late on Friday. Base Commander Captain Mike Connor says the outcome could have been much worse.
It is a miracle. It could have ended we could be talking about a different story this evening. So I think there's a lot to say about the professionalism of the folks that helped the passengers off the airplane.
According to South Korea, North Korea has test-fired several short-range missiles from the country's eastern coast. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says they are closely monitoring the situation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 197 points, the NASDAQ up 127. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Mark, you are going to pose a question. Two Earths. Two questions or one?
It's one question, but I just, brought it up a couple of times, and then we're getting towards the end of the segments here. But again, Brooks, the whole birth, legend, and then more specifically, mechanically, how does this work where the earth comes together? You know, we have the water inside of the bucket with the marbles, but then there's a dissociation as well. And I know we're kind of going into more of a religiosity sort of lane when we explain this. However, this does, your theory does line up very, very closely with many of the ancient stories, and the legends from different civilizations, et cetera. So anyway, if you could just wrap up the two Earth thing for us, I think that would be interesting to finish.
Well, the 44 ancient cultures almost universally agreed that Earth was made of at least two components, this higher vibrational Earth, lower vibrational Earth, and that they existed together as a kind of living thing. And if you just look at what we define a living thing as, being able to respirate, being able to protect itself against toxins, being able to tend towards stasis, Earth qualifies. Not all planets do, but Earth does. So we played off of this idea that Earth is actually a living thing, not like, a jellyfish, but a different form of life. And that at some point, the life was going to separate, just the way our energy that makes up our spirit leaves our physical body. Physical body is almost identical to other physical bodies as far as the chemicals and proteins that it takes to make it function. But it's the spirit inside that animates it, that gives it its personality, that generally governs its shape and its behavior. That leaves, and many, many traditions believe that intelligence can go into another body and another one and another one thousands of times until that spirit gains tremendous experience and overcomes everything. And then, like, according to Revelation, it becomes a pillar of heaven to go no more out. But that being said, what we theorized is that someday, very soon, the two planets will begin coming apart. And it's not just the planet that comes apart. It's also the race of mankind that comes apart as well. We have a lot of indications of this in a lot of writings, not just the Bible, but also in the Book of Enoch, also in the Kabbalah and in the Quran. A lot of traditions talk about this. So basically what we have is a race of mankind that can vibrate at this higher frequency. Call it a love frequency. Call it a Christ frequency. It has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with a capacity to love, a capacity to have empathy, to care for one another. And that race of mankind goes with the higher vibrational earth. The beings who are left behind in the other earth, and we've already have had a series out there was very popular called Left Behind, so people already resonate with this, but they didn't address the people that left because they had this religiosity way of looking at it. I don't. I'm saying that spirits in their bodies will divide just the same way as the planet does. And that's precisely why, at this point, there are almost 8 billion of us alive on this planet at one time. More people are alive now on the planet than have ever died. And we have this consciousness symbiotic relationship with this body called Earth. And Earth is getting ready to go through this metamorphosis. We called it in the books the union of the polarity. This is what all the ancients called it, the union of the polarity. And that someday, at the end of the age, these two bodies will come apart. And the higher vibrational Earth will go back through the rift in the Milky Way to its home on the other side of the galaxy. Some call it Kolob. Some call it heaven. Whatever you want to call it, it's well described in a lot of writings.
So is this similar to the ions and the, you know, the entanglement? Is this sort of the higher vibrational Earth and the lower Earth linked in some way, do you think? Or is this a coincidence?
Well, I think they're cohabitating right now by direction. If you look at the creation of higher Adam on another world, let's call that world Eden, at some point it became corrupted. And so the higher vibrational Eden fell to be a terrestrial or a lower vibrational world. Physically, that meant that that world was sent through space, through a wormhole or through some passageway, to blend with this Earth around this sun in this part of the Milky Way galaxy. And that process took about 7 months to complete, which is about how long Noah's Ark was at sea.
Okay, so explain that. Extrapolate on that numerical coincidence. What is the connection then between Noah and this higher vibration?
Well, I think that up to Noah, both races existed on that world because you had Adam and Eve and their progeny, but part of that progeny was Cain, and Cain was of this lower vibration. Well, Cain eventually, you know, had to also have offspring, but there was nobody else in existence except for lower Adam over in the land of Nod. So when the two Earths came together, Cain took a wife in Nod and they began having offspring with a different DNA line, a different genetic line than the rest of the planet. And today, here we are, I don't know, several thousand generations later, the race of mankind is pretty well stratified. But it was prophesied then, and we're witnessing it now, that this grand division is occurring. The separation of these vibrational levels of mankind is happening right before our eyes. We're witnessing it.
So, Brooks, are you saying that there is some sort of DNA, in other words, the way that the physical body it becomes an antenna, attracts a more lower level vibration, and then there's a physiology that naturally attracts as a higher? Or does the spirit affect the DNA in your model where that then creates the antenna, so to speak, for the rest of a person's life, for example?
That's a very good question. In Genesis, we learn about a creation process where souls are matched up with, or spirits are matched up with bodies to create the human being. We know from Genesis that that connector is called the Well of Souls. And ostensibly, the way the story goes, these are the spirits that fought in a pre-mortal war, a war in heaven. I don't know how that war was fought, but we know what the result was. A third of the host of heaven was cast out and two-thirds stayed behind. The two-thirds that stayed behind come through the Well of Souls. The third that was cast out, they have to come to earth another way. The only way that they can get past the enmity that was placed on the seed of Eve is to come into a body that has the DNA or the genetic components that allow it to take a physical body without going through the Well of Souls. They cheated, as they do in all worlds, and they worked their way around it. And these souls are born evil. They're born killers. They get joy out of seeing people in pain. It makes them happy to kill. They get elated when they see people bleed or die in front of them. You cannot save people like that. And that is just the soul inside that body. But that body has to have that genetic component, or that soul, that spirit's not going in that body because of the rules, because of enmity.
We cannot change the rules when it comes to breaks. But we have one more segment with Brooks Agnew. Gene and Mark, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Mark Jackson's our guest co-host this week. He will also be joining us on After the Paracast, where Brooks Agnew has been forced with a big, thick rope from the 14th dimension.
You had a good question. And what was that question again? You asked me.
Well, it was about the physical vessel and the relationship between the spirit and DNA. And I think you did a really good job of explaining that, Brooks. Thank you.
Well, the question I think that was partially asked was, how did those vessels end up on this planet?
Yes.
You'll recall, and this is just one of many stories, but you'll recall that in the book of Genesis, Adam was built. He was engineered from this planet. A lot of people maintain that he didn't even have a belly button. He was an engineered being, and the breath of life was breathed into him, and not really sure how that science is done, but someday we may. In any case, Adam existed for a long time, an entire day in the book of Genesis, which could be one day, it could be 1,000 years, it could be 10,000 years. We don't really know. It was a long time. Almost at the end of that day, the gods say, look, Adam is by himself down there on Eden. I think we should make a helpmeet for him. But they didn't want to start over again building it from the dirt. They already had a good model, so they just put him to sleep, took a rib, and they cloned a woman from him. We can do that today. We can change sex of beings, all the information there in the bone marrow to do that. So Eve is then created not as a complete being, you know, hand built on the table, but built as a fetus, placed into the womb of a surrogate mother, born, raised, and then brought to Adam as a young adult woman. And God asks Adam, what will you call her? And Adam doesn't hesitate, because he's named all the animals on the earth already. Eve, he says. And God says, why? Why would you call her Eve? And he says something that most people overlook. Because she is the mother of all living. And God responds and says, that's right, because she is the mother of all living. Now, we know, of course, because we've studied the human genome and all genomes all around the world for a number of years now, we realize that man is not all that much different from a cabbage. I mean, we share a lot of the same DNA. Now, you could say that everything on the earth shares man's DNA, or you could say man shares everything else's DNA. Excuse me for a second. Either way, Eve and Adam are then in Eden, and they're not together. They're apart. We don't know why. We don't know how big Eden is. Maybe Eden's the size of a planet. Maybe it's a continent. We don't know. Lucifer comes to Earth knowing the way things have been done on other worlds, and he goes first to Adam. And he says something, words of the effect of, hey, great new world. Here's my plan. Of course, Adam, being very wise, being around for a long time, having conversed directly with God for a long, long time, is into the game. He knows what's going on. He tells Lucifer, why don't you go somewhere else? And so he does. He goes looking for Eve. Now, Eve is at a disadvantage. She has none of the training. She hasn't had any conversations with God. She's only had a few conversations with Adam. And Lucifer, it says in the scriptures, he beguiles her. But many believe that he actually seduced her. And when he did, she realized that she was undone. So she ran to Adam and said, I'm undone. The serpent beguiled me, and now I'm going to be cast out of the garden, and you're going to be left alone. And Adam said, no, that's not going to happen. You see, I love you so much. I will fall with you. And so he also has relations with Eve, and now she is pregnant. Two souls, Abel and Cain. Cain being the seed of Lucifer, and Abel being the seed of Adam. They're born together. Cain kills Abel, and thus the seed of Lucifer is introduced to the human race.
Wow, Brooks. So out of the 44 original cultures, is this a common story throughout them? Like, how widespread is this?
It is widespread as far as Immaculate Conception, as far as the creation couple in the Popol Vuh. They're twin boys that go separate ways. That's the Mayan book. In many ancient books, some of the individuals are born human, and then they undergo a sort of off-world process and change their DNA and become a different kind of being that can be occupied by another spirit. Nebuchadnezzar is a good example of this, Gilgamesh. There are lots and lots of stories, not just Enoch, but also the Babylonian scripts, Egyptian scripts, and way, way South American Indian scripts that talk about giants that were offspring of a conscious, deliberate hybridization programs between beings that aren't from here and beings that are from here, namely the females. In fact, by the time you get out of the sixth chapter of Genesis, you're introduced to five different races of beings, none of whom are from here.
From your perspective, the Nephilim, et cetera, in that seduction of what we call human women, you know, versus these other entities, and you can go all the way back to the Anunnaki, Sumerians, all that sort of stuff. But are we telling a literal story about an ET nuts and crack lore here? Or this has been so spiritual for the last few minutes here, but are we taking these stories literal, or is your perspective more in this sort of, you know, religious or a spiritual realm?
Religious and spiritual are quite a bit different. But
I'm sorry. Thank you for that, Brooke. You're exactly right. Spiritual, strictly spiritual.
Yeah, I think we're talking about a literal history that was interpreted the best way the record keepers of that day could keep them. And whether they are off-worlders, which I think they are, there's no question in anyone's mind that planet Earth is the greatest show in the universe. Mm. And the best souls in the universe come here to have a mortal life. This is not an out-of-the-way place. This is the focal place of this universe. There are rules, though. I don't know why those rules cannot be broken. Maybe it's because the rewards all become illegitimate and the creator then resets the clock and starts over again. But the clock is ticking, and we're watching the results of these different classes of souls fighting every day on our planet. We're witnessing it. And it's not like they were convinced to be this way. They made an oath and a covenant to be that way, and you cannot change them.
Brooks Agnew, please tell our listeners if they want to know more about the things you do, and there are many things you do, where do they go?
Easiest place to go is brooksagnew.com, brooksagnew.com, all the books, all the poetry, all the films, my radio program, all my public appearances are listed there.
And by the way, it's almost like they say in the James Bond films, Brooks Agnew will be back. He'll be back on After the Paracast, where we'll talk about breakaway civilizations. We also have William Puckett here to preview his segment on After the Paracast this week.
Well, three sightings, one of a flying saucer near Athol, Idaho, and another one of a solid red orange circles appeared and disappeared over the ocean near Berlin, Maryland, and then a large garage door object that was seen falling out of an aircraft and disappearing over Bell, West Virginia.
Can't wait to be on After the Paracast. You can find us, by the way, on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. On Facebook, we have a group and a community, and they're being revitalized as we speak. If you want to get branded merchandise, and we've got a lot of it now, T-shirts and stuff, at theparacast.store. Theparacast.store. Let me tell you about After the Paracast, which Brooks will be on for this week. After the Paracast is a special show only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. We also give you a version of this show that's free of the network ads. Free of the network ads. Enhanced audio. We even hear the background noise even better on that. To get more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Prices begin at just $1.49 a week, which I think is a lot cheaper than what it costs to buy one coffee at Starbucks, maybe half as much. Give up the coffee at Starbucks. Subscribe to the Paracast Plus. They're not listening. Plus.theparacast.com. Brooks Agnew, this is only the beginning. Fascinating, fascinating discussion. And I wish you luck in getting that voyage together. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.